Ready.
It's the Monday Minnesota. My name is G Money.
Andy Young.
And Big Fry.
Big Fries, Big C, Big Chips, huh? Walk one.
Big Chips.
Also,
man.
The Monday Minnesota.
Oh, yes, the Monday Minnesota.
No, no, listen. It got delayed like fries.
At least we delivered.
There you go, man.
Exactly. This podcast was caught up in the okay? high seas.
I feel like both of you guys are struggling. Jeez. Okay, your voice was gone by Monday morning, but that's why we didn't get to record. How are you feeling right now?
No, I'm good. My voice is back partially, and I'm sure by tomorrow it will be fine.
Calvin, you good? Health
wise? I'm easy. I'm just reacting to you know, the Juakali industry. It's tough out here, man.
The Juakali industry? What's that
Is
all
that
about?
Where you've been sneezing uncontrollably for the last 2 minutes?
Hey, shout out to everybody who works in the open area, bana. No roof, nothing. No air conditioning. Things are different out here. I've been hanging out with, like, different guys. It's dope, though. Mm. So, you know,
what
I'm
are you
a
doing?
Bit. What am I doing? I'm just drilling things.
Wow.
I mean, that's probably something you've been doing all your life.
No. I mean,
to the brand.
When I say drilling things, like just drilling the ground and just cardboards. What are they called? Wood.
Right.
And I'm not trying to make it sound
so
bad.
You've been drilling wood.
Yeah, I've been drilling wood. Yeah, for real.
This is priceless.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing.
Are you building something or what's going on?
Yeah, something like that. Just little something.
So
something
why bring
like
it up
that.
If you don't want to talk about it?
Why you being so secretive, bro?
What are you doing?
No, Jesus Christ. You have said something like that.
No, stop yelling at the mic. But why are you being so secretive? Like working on something? That's what you're giving us?
The CIA said I can't. Anyway, guys. What was I going to say? Bruh, like, guys in the Juakali industry are very interesting, eh? Shout out to a guy called, what is this guy's name? This guy was called Mwangi. Yesterday I had to go, like, meet these guys. And it's interesting how some guys actually can't function without alcohol out here. Like, it's actually nuts.
Yo, Calvin, speaking of the Juakali industry, when going to high school, did you have to go to the Juakali guys to get your box done?
Nah, come on. I went to Samsonite. What are you talking about?
For most of us who went to high school in like a normal school, you had to get a metallic box that you'd fit your clothes, you know, your everything. That's like your locker in the dormitory, right?
Mm.
So most guys would want to customize their own boxes, you know, like I want this color, I want blue, I want this design on it, I want this kind of calligraphy on it. But now, since no one can relate, I don't think it's a conversation that we can have right now, sadly.
Sorry, like so you guys were like drawing designs on your Mabati boxes. Are those the things I
you
hear
had
you guys
to get
used to
creative
call
with it, man?
I hear you guys used to hit it in the middle, and it was called suicide doors, or is it butterfly? What is
like
that?
Like when it was butterfly,
like to break into them.
Because for most of them, there was one lock at the middle, like a latch and lock thing, right? So if anyone wanted
like
to
the
access,
doors they have in houses now?
Yeah, but now you see this is a box. So the moment the middle or the center is compromised, then the flanks are open. Both sides are open. So anyone can get in and get anything. So that's what guys used to call the butterfly.
So basically, that's like a scrum half, like the flanks, you know, left, right. I see. I like.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, Andy, I just fucked with you. Of course, I know about those Mabati boxes.
But no, did you get one though? Did you get yours customized with your name on it? That's the question.
I'm not from the option of where you were could customize. Ask as you just put one, no customization. You pull up to the school, it does what it has to do, and that's it. Yeah, it's like, I mean, you guys had sliced bread, we had whole bread. You know, like
no,
Jesus
we didn't.
Did.
We had whole bread as well. Both.
Oh shit! Sorry.
Ashley is the one who had sliced bread.
Damn, that's
and we had to buy. We had to buy our own bread, bro.
Yeah, you guys make school sound so depressing, boy.
So, guys, anyway, what side
speaking
are we
of
on?
Which,
should we import fries or not?
Hold up. Before you move to the non-existent fries, did you hear on the news, I think yesterday, that this year guys are going to do 4 terms instead of 3 terms?
Yeah, I heard
they're
going to
have
that,
a one-week holiday in between terms, and midterm is going to be 3 days. That's crazy. Where are we rushing to cover for lost time?
Do you know guys, what? I thought about that today, right? And I thought to myself, rather than trying to cram in 4 terms in 1 year, wouldn't it be easier to do a restructure of the exams and syllabus for 1 or 2 years to fix that shortfall and we move? So let's say our back in the day you do 10 modules, right? You just reshape the syllabus this year to be 8 modules, right? And then test the kids accordingly, and then revert to the regular system in the years to come. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, trying to get, like, fam, it's not that serious.
You know, you guys talk like you live Sijui where, come on, giving nice solutions. The fuck? Why aren't you guys giving no solutions to healthcare, corruption, and all of that? Everybody's saying some good shit, but it's not happening.
Right.
Also,
like,
I feel like
Z, you have a solution. Yes, you do. But here's the thing, guys. This is actually very old news. So what the Ministry of Education are trying to do is by come 2023, Jan, we'll have reverted back to how it was. So hence why we're going to have all of that. I think the conversation we should be having is, rather, not actually conversation we should be having, let's place bets. How many schools are going to be banned this year?
Wow. No.
No, let's not go there. No.
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 No. No. Listen, the kid said, I am saying this, right? You just actually uttered it and said, one week break, quote, in between the terms and all of that, so that we can squeeze 4 different terms. The kids last year who were in those same schools when the seniors were saying, yo, we can't handle this pressure, we're going home. Right? Nothing has been done to tackle the precious conversation. We've only gone in and even pressured them. Like, let me tell you this, for instance. The kids who just went back to school today, tomorrow, all of that. The Form 4 guys who are about to sit for the exams is March or something, or sometime in Feb. They're not going on no half term. They're going direct. So by the time they're done, it's actually going to be, by the time they're done with the exams is when they're going home. So think about it like that.
But I mean, that shouldn't correlate to kids burning schools, though. I mean, I would just say that how much pressure are the youth them going to be under, and will they be able to handle it?
Hella.
But you see, Calvin. Yeah, I'm basing the pressure based upon the reasons that were given for them banning the schools.
But the reasons for them burning the schools were never given by the kids. It was always given by the adults.
No, G. They even wrote letters. Some schools staged walkouts and they were like, we're not burning nothing. We're like, yeah, this pressure has become too much. That is why the Ministry of Education actually gave them a half term. Was it sometime in November? And they told them, you guys go home for a week to ease the pressure.
Guys,
that was the main reason.
No. I get what you're saying, right? But what I'm saying to you is this, yeah? That we can't turn around and say, like, surely this is school we're talking about, bruv. We're not talking about, like, I don't know, brain surgery or having to, I don't know. We're talking about school, and the fact that we can be talking about school as a place or something where kids are going to burn the school down because of the pressure, I think we're missing the point, you know?
I'll conclude it as this, right? What episode is this?
Mm-hmm. Episode 101.
Let's revisit.
No, that's some bad energy into 2022, Calvin.
Nah, bro. No. I'm just like...
Because I feel like despite everything, you have to account for the fact that there's lessons that's been learned from burning the schools, bro. You can't go full on what could happen, and this is it's a possibility, but it's one of the possibilities out of many things, Calvin.
So,
I'm saying this, yes, it's going to be a lot of pressure because I remember being in high school, 3 terms was already hectic. So I can imagine in 1 year squeezing in 4 terms, that's going to be quite something else, trying to catch up and do all that.
So let's think also...
Why, okay, we can also drive this conversation along the lines of mentally, how is this going to affect the kids? How is this going to affect the families? How is this going to... Because the teachers are also complaining and stuff like that. It's not just solely based on these students reacting or responding. Exactly.
It's hard on everybody.
So we can widen and broaden this conversation.
But you see, this conversation goes as far as even... remember, the kids have been saying, we want sports back. There's been no... Like you and I, Andy, when we went to school, there was all of that inter-school competition in... inter-province and all of that. It's not been happening, of course, because of COVID and everything, right? But in that same breath, politicians are up and about, running, doing their things everywhere. You get the kids. I get the point that G was trying to raise earlier. I agree. There's not that much pressure, right? We've been able to kind of come up with something. So if we go into 2023 with an extra term and see how, if we can move it by a year or something, you know what I'm saying? Because four terms, come on, man.
Mm.
A term is what? A term is an extra what? A term is, say, about what?
A term is
12 weeks. Mm. 12 weeks, right? So now we've taken all the holidays. So a holiday, right now, it's actually been cut down. When you and I, Andy, were doing school, it was 4 weeks, right? Now it's now 3 weeks because of COVID. So that's three times three. That's 9. And then midterm here, there, what? It's a mess, man.
Right. I know, and I get you. I just want to be very careful and for us in terms of making it sound like that's the only solution or the only way forward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. All right. Yeah, but it's a good conversation to have.
True, no doubt. Mm. Now, the biggest conversation of the day. First of all, we haven't actually done an episode since...
New Year's, no.
New Year's, we haven't. It's the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year, man.
but apart from that...
Happy Potato Year.
Say again?
Happy potato year.
Yeah. Apart from that, man, potato. So the biggest story, of course, being that KFC ran out of potatoes over the course of the festivities and ran out of potatoes because my name just love fries in the 254. Then it transpires that the potatoes that they use are not produced in Kenya. Now, I don't know if guys have been living under a rock, but I knew that. I thought that was common. That was a story like 4 or 5 years ago.
When KFC opened, you were like, yo, these potatoes are so perfect. These ones cannot be from central Kenya. Of course not.
No, but
Kentucky Fried Chicken, bro.
But they said it was they weren't using Kenyan potatoes because they were saying that the potatoes that they use are a particular brand. I think they come from Holland and they are the worldwide. The brand is homogenous because obviously as an international brand, fries in KFC in Nairobi are supposed to stay the same as standardized. Fries in Jamaica, as fries
exactly.
That's what they aim for,
Just like the way when you and I did the show from KFC many years ago, right? Mm. KFC told us that once a piece of chicken has hit the front counter, it can only be there for what? Was it 30 minutes or something?
I think it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, something like that, right? And if it surpasses that, they actually have to get rid of it.
So
they have all of these different kind of measures, in standardization. That's the same for so many of these global brands. You know, your Burger Kings, what. Even Java, actually, they standardize their food like that. You get? Because here's the thing, right? Because you see, for brands like this, you have to remember that they can be sued so easily.
Mm.
And they come, like KFC comes from America, right? Yeah. America, we know how it is when anybody's trying to catch a case against a brand looking for that payday.
Yeah.
So it's deeper,
My whole thing, though, is that like it got to the point where some man was saying, oh, these guys are racist, they're not using our potatoes. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Do some people think some steps ahead and consider the fact that, damn, maybe I might look stupid if I don't have all the information. So let me just relax and see how this plays out. As opposed to just, you know, just an outcry, an outburst out of nothing, baseless, no information.
Man, it's embarrassing, man. Bro, this is the time, man. This is when all your Facebook uncles and aunties are sending you some shit. Man, bruh. Even my own mom sent me a message. She was like, yo, what kind of coffee does Java use? Do they import it? I'm like, what?
Wow.
You guys forget that Java is actually a brand from Kenya. 20, where are we? 21 years, man. Like, it's crazy. Just no fact checking. Just boop, put it on Facebook, put it on WhatsApp, and it's the metaverse.
Wow.
The form of missing out in the conversation.
My whole thing that I would just say very simple is that I'm pretty sure that, first of all, nobody knew there was a Potato Growers Association of Kenya. First of all. And I would have thought that, you know, the Potato Growers Association, whatever they're called, they would have been having conversations with all of the food and restaurant suppliers in order to increase the market share for their members. That should have been a conversation that was ongoing anyway. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, for example, if us guys do podcasts, right, and we are the podcast organization of Kenya, surely we're not going to wait until a podcast goes platinum before we start to jump up and say, oh, well, actually, you know, we've been advocating for podcasts for so long. No, that's not how it works. You should have been in the background advocating in the first place.
Preach.
Do you know what I mean? So anyway, forget all of that. Hold on, let's
conclude this, right? So if all of these relatives of ours are going to keep all of this energy about potatoes and saying homegrown what, how about we do the same for cotton?
For cotton?
What?
Yeah, bro. If we're going to talk about potatoes and brands saying, oh, we need to buy locally, how about we also start buying all of, you know, supporting the cotton industry in Kenya? Yo, we've seen that shit go down years upon years. You guys are importing all of your T-shirts, jeans, everywhere, what. Yet we have a cotton industry that's been trying to survive, you know?
Bro, do you know what? I saw a tweet today and I almost replied to it. And the tweet was along the lines of, I hate how easy it is to import stuff into Kenya. Because, you know, I really want to support Kenyan products and it's just way too easy to get stuff in and I can order stuff on Amazon and I can wait for a week. And I'm like, the fuck does that even mean?
Wow, what is that tweet even?
Like, I began to reply to it. Like, I was really going to write, this is such a weird tweet, but I just fucking deleted my tweet and just put on my pajamas.
Yep, yep.
Energy.
Because we get angry about the weirdest things to me. Like, for me, the stuff that we get angry about is just super weird.
Damn. Anyway.
Imagine that same energy diverted towards what? Like FGM or so many different, you know, things that are happening. Bruh. Anyway, misplaced one priorities, eh?
Yeah, I hear that, man. Yeah. Definitely hear that.
So... yeah, anyway. Tuta will still continue eating fries. I agree. And also, I don't see anything wrong with me getting an extra piece of chicken. I'm going to be there.
Say that again.
Wow, Calvin.
Yo, like KFC, I've told you, yo, get an extra piece of chicken. Fam.
Instead of protein fries?
All. Yeah.
Really?
So they're offering ugali as the alternative.
The solution was either you get soda, an extra piece of chicken, ugali, or the salad. What's it called?
Yeah.
They've got options. Yeah, exactly. Fam, me, you tell me at an extra piece of chicken, I am a black.
Would you take Would you take ugali with chicken, though? Like that?
Fam, I ain't taking ugali. I'm not taking ugali with the stuff it's made to be taken with.
It sounds like such a weird call.
This is not BFC, at Busia fried chicken. Hell.
Some madness, bro. Do you know what I mean? Choke. Anyway. You know what's even weirder? Like, it's even weirder is all of these other brands trying to jump onto the bandwagon, like Burger King and chicken.
I'm here for the corporate wars, bro. I'm here for the corporate wars.
The thing about it is, you know what? Like about 6 months ago, I did this chicken burger review. Then if you might,
I've seen it.
And it never saw light of day because guys were worried about, I don't know how these brands are going to take it. Now I know how they're going to take it. They'd be like so fucking mad at us because they're so petty.
True. Yo, they jump and hop onto anything, bro. Like, you'll just be collateral damage at the end of
crazy,
the day.
Crazy, man.
But you know, let me tell you, one thing about that, you know, brands when they try and go at it, bruh, fam, listen, anybody can get it. Not today, but tomorrow or something. Aish.
Never say it can never happen
to you. It could be your day, banner. So...
Yeah, it's madness.
Yeah, just chill, man. You know, if I was a brand, me, I'd even donate some fries to you guys or some chicken. Just
for real.
Like anyway, how did you lot spend New Year's? GEO with conscience. I saw on your social media.
That was on New Year's
Day.
I think that's actually on New Year's Day. Yeah, or New day, Year's or day. Day, or the second. No, basically.
Because I knew you were working.
Oh, that New was Year's, the second.
The crossing it? Over.
No, basically, on New Year's Eve, I was at Milan. It was crazy. It was mad. Good vibes. Yeah, it was good vibes. But I was home early. Like, I finished my set at 1:30. By 2 o'clock, I was home. Completely Why? Sober. Yeah, I wasn't. I think you guys probably got to Milan after I finished playing. I was already.
Yeah.
I was home. I was in bed, like, watching CNN and having a drink. The conscience thing is basically on... one of the days he
Sunday.
Had, yeah, Sunday. He just came over and we had some food and we were going to record some stuff, but we ended up just chatting and then, we were just vibing, man. And he was here for he was supposed to be here for an hour. He was here for like 6-7 hours.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were just chatting and obviously, you know, it was Sunday because I remember I'd cooked and he was like, yeah, this is a proper Jamaican Sunday meal. So it was just good vibes, man. And we spoke about, as a matter of fact, I'm actually speaking to him right now as we speak, and he's just said there's something we're working on, and he says, I honestly love Kenya and the Kenyan people. They've shown me so much love over the years, and I'm sure we are just getting started. I'm fully aware of the influence I have in Kenya and in East Africa, and I'm proud of it, and I do not take it for granted. He just said that quote.
Damn. That's dope. Tell him hesitation is the best thing that he ever did.
Funnily enough, I don't think he even performed on the show, but hey.
Yo, he wouldn't. That's a gem. That's the gem of gems. That's why. Yeah.
And what about you? What did you guys do for New Year's? I know, Calvin, you stayed in bed.
Yeah.
Calvin was feeding cows in his sleep. No?
Yo, me. Like I said it on the podcast last week, I was just going to chill, man. I just wanted calm, relaxation. I didn't do nothing. Polite.
You didn't invite nobody, some company, Mamsy, maybe
a couple
of friends, chill.
Mm-mm. No one. I was nice, chill, watched movies, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Like even 5 minutes to midnight, I was like, bro, I am not going to go look for fireworks or anything. It was chill. Yeah. It was good.
Andy?
Okay, that's dope. I had a gig at Melanin in Westlands.
How was it?
Yeah, yo, fam, it was dope. It was the first time I was there. The whole crew pulled through. Kina Nev, Ashley, Kelly, Kerry came through
Melanin's
as well. Mike Wasira. We didn't even know where it was, bro, until we went there.
Was it the same one that I thought it was inside that complex?
Yeah. Next to that coffee spot.
Yes.
Opposite Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's actually huge.
It has such a dope setup, man. Such a dope setup. Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you. They actually have DJs. They have some good chicken over there, by the way.
Do they have fries?
They did. I can tell you that.
Those fries have melanin.
Oh, man. Listen, man. This has been the Monday Minnesota, man. My name's Jimani.
Andy Young.
And Big Chip.